Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Alan Carr's Easy Way for Women to Quit Drinking is a transformative guide that tailors the globally recognized Easy Way method specifically towards women, addressing the unique challenges they face when dealing with drinking issues. Alan Carr, a former accountant turned anti-smoking and anti-drinking guru, revolutionized the way the world perceives addiction treatment with his methods. This book, a part of Alan Carr's Easy Way book series, dives deep into the psychological and social facets that contribute to women's drinking habits, offering clear, empathic guidance on how to break free from the chains of alcohol dependency without the use of willpower, feeling deprived, or experiencing the sense of sacrifice that typically accompanies the cessation process. Through understanding and realignment of perceptions concerning alcohol, Carr proposes a journey of liberation and empowerment for women seeking a life unfettered by drinking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding addiction through a gender lens. Alan Carr's Easy Way for Women to Quit Drinking stands out by applying a gender-specific lens to the issue of alcohol addiction. Recognizing that women face distinct societal pressures, emotional landscapes, and biological responses to alcohol, the book delves into how these factors interplay to foster dependency. Women are often subjected to a double bind of social expectations, to be both fun and responsible, contributing to a unique relationship with alcohol. Carr unpacks how societal norms, such as drinking to relax or to cope with stress, become internalized, making sobriety seem daunting. By addressing these underlying issues, the book empowers women to challenge societal norms and redefine their relationship with alcohol, proposing a view where quitting is not about giving something up, but about gaining freedom and self-respect. Secondly, the illusion of alcohol as a coping mechanism. One of the book's central themes is debunking the myth that alcohol serves as an effective coping mechanism for stress, emotional pain, or social anxiety. Carr meticulously demonstrates how alcohol, while seemingly offering a temporary escape, actually compounds the issues it purports to alleviate. Women in particular may use alcohol to navigate the pressures of balancing work, family, and personal life. But Carr's method encourages a critical reassessment of this approach. Through compelling arguments and eye-opening insights, readers are guided to understand that true resilience and coping come from inner strength and healthy habits, not from the bottom of a glass. This realization is pivotal in transforming the reader's relationship with alcohol, leading to a more empowered and authentic way of handling life's challenges. Thirdly, the power of choice and perception. A critical aspect that Carr explores is how the perception of alcohol and the act of drinking is deeply entrenched in personal identity and choice. He challenges the reader to question the societal narrative that positions alcohol as central to social life, relaxation, and even personal success. By dismantling these entrenched beliefs, Carr offers a path to see alcohol not as a necessity, but as a choice that can be reconsidered and ultimately rejected. This empowerment through choice is a powerful tool for women who often face greater stigma around both drinking and sobriety. Carr's method emphasizes that quitting drinking is not an act of deprivation, but a conscious decision to lead a healthier, more fulfilling life. Fourthly, from willpower to easy way, a shift in approach. Carr's Easy Way method marks a departure from traditional approaches to quitting drinking, which often rely on willpower. He argues that the battle against addiction should not be a fight but a process of understanding and undoing brainwashing about alcohol. This perspective shifts the focus from struggling against desires to a deeper comprehension of why those desires exist and how they can be dissolved. The book offers practical guidance on how to achieve this paradigm shift, emphasizing understanding over restraint and insights over force. This method resonates particularly with women who may have struggled with guilt and self-blame in their efforts to control drinking, offering a more compassionate and sustainable path to sobriety. Lastly, building a joyful life without alcohol. The ultimate goal of Alan Carr's Easy Way for Women to Quit Drinking is not just sobriety, but the cultivation of a joyful and fulfilling life without alcohol. Carr's method aims to liberate the reader from the perceived need for alcohol to celebrate, relax, or socialize. By redefining joy and fulfillment beyond alcoholic consumption, the book encourages the formation of new, healthier habits and hobbies that enrich life. This reconceptualization allows women to rediscover aspects of their lives and identities that were overshadowed by drinking, fostering a sense of achievement and happiness in sobriety. The emphasis on positive lifestyle change and personal growth is particularly empowering, offering not just a way out of addiction, but a roadmap to a more vibrant, engaged life. In conclusion, Alan Carr's Easy Way for Women to Quit Drinking is tailored specifically for women, seeking not only to quit drinking, but to transform their lives positively. This book is a beacon for those who have felt trapped by alcohol dependency, offering a comprehensive guide that addresses the psychological, social, and emotional challenges unique to women. It's not just about cessation, but about empowerment, making it a must-read for women who want to break free from the chains of alcohol dependency to lead a healthier, happier life. By redefining one's relationship with alcohol, the reader can reclaim control over her life and find joy in sobriety. Whether you're deeply struggling with alcohol or simply questioning your drinking habits, Carr's method provides invaluable insights and practical steps towards a life of freedom and fulfillment, unmarred by alcohol. If you would like to support Alan Carr, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.